Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman. Remember, we have Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Megillah Dav Chafal, the beginning of the third parak, Hakore Omed. The Zichu Masechus Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The opening mission of the third parak states, Hakore is a Megillah Omed VeYoshev. One who reads the Megillah can read it either standing or sitting. The Gemara brings a brisa that teaches, Masha Enkein B'Torah, which does not apply to the reading of the Torah, as the Baal Korah must stand when reading the Torah. The Gemara asks for the source for this din. And Rabbi Abba brought the pasuk where Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'atab po amot imadi, and you stand here with me, so that I may teach you Torah. Rabbi Abba said that if it were not that the pasuk says so, it would not be possible for us to say it on our own, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was, as if to say, standing when he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah. It was taught in a brisa, V'yamos Moshe Ba'adram Gamliel, V'hiyo made Torah El Ma'umad. From the days of Moshe until Rabban Gamliel, they would only learn the Torah standing. When Rabban Gamliel died, Yard Choy Lo'olam, Vahilu Meidim Torah Miyushab, weakness came down to the world, and they would learn Torah sitting. Point number two, the Gemara asks what brachas are recited before the Megillah reading, and brings Rav Sheshes of Katratzia, who happened to come before Rav Ashi at the time of Kriyas Megillah, who Baruch Menach, and he recited the brachas of Menach, which is an acronym for Mem is Mikra Megillah, the Nun is Sha'asa Nisim, and the Ches is for the Shehachianu. The Gemara then brings the bracha that's recited after the kriya. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Harav Es Riveinu V'Adon Es Dineinu, who takes up our grievances and who judges our claim, V'Anokim Es Nikmaseinu V'Anifra Lanu Mitzareinu, and who avenges our vengeance and who acts vengeance from our oppressors, V'Hamashalom Gemul L'Chol Oivei Nafshenu, and who brings retribution upon all the enemies of our soul, Baruch Ata Hashem Hanifra L'Yisrael Mikol Tzareim, blessed are you Hashem, who acts vengeance for Yisrael from all of their oppressors. Rav said that the end of the bracha is Hakel HaMoshiach, the God who brings salvation. Rav Papa said that since there is a machlokas, one should conclude with both endings and say, Hanifra Yisrael Mikol Tzareim Hakel HaMoshiach, who exacts vengeance for Yisrael from all their oppressors, the God who brings salvation. And pointing with you, the mission statement regarding Kriyas HaTorah, B'Sheni, B'Chamishi, U'B'Shabbos, B'Mincha, Korin Shlosha. On Monday, Thursday, and on Shabbos and Mincha, three people are called up to the Torah. Gemara asks what the three readers correspond to, and Rav Asi said that they correspond to Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim. Rava said they correspond to Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. The Gemara then brings a brisa that teaches that no less than 10 psukim should be read in the Beis Knesset and asks what they correspond to. Rav Yeshua ben Levi said that they are Keneged Asar Batlanim, Shebe Beis Knesset. They correspond to the 10 Batlanim of the Shul who do not work, so they can always be present in Shul. Rav Levi said Keneged Aser Sedibros, Shenemru Lamosh Mesina, they're corresponding to the Aser Sedibros that were said to Moshe at Har Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan said that they are Keneged Asar Mamaro, Shebehen Nivra Olam. They correspond to the 10 utterances that the world was created with. So once again, the three points are, number one, the opening mission of the third parak states, Hakore Es HaMegillah Omed VeYoshev. One who reads the Megillah can read it either standing or sitting. The Gemara brings a brisa that teaches, Masha Enkein B'Torah, which does not apply to the reading of the Torah, as the Baal Korah must stand when reading the Torah. The Gemara asks for the source for this din. Rabbi Yavel brought the pasuk where Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'atav po amot imadi, and you stand here with me, so that I may teach you Torah. Rabbi Yavel said that if it were not that the pasuk says so, it would not be possible for us to say it on our own. That Kodesh Baruch Hu was, as if to say, standing when he taught Moshe the Torah. It was taught in a brisa, V'yamos Moshe Ba'adram Gamliel, V'yeh L'meidim Torah El Ma'umad. From the days of Moshe until Rabban Gamliel, they would only learn Torah standing. When Gamliel died, Yard Choy Lo'olam, Vayulam made him Torah Miyushav. Weakness came down to the world, and they would learn Torah sitting. Point number two, the Gemara asks what brachas were recited before the Megillah reading, and brings Rav Sheshes of Katratzi, who happened to come before Rav Ashi at the time of Kriyas Megillah, Ubaruch Menach, and he recited the brachas of Menach, which is an anagram for Mem Mikra Megillah, the Nun for Sha'asa Nisim, and the Ches for Shehachianu. The Gemara then brings the bracha that's recited after the kriya. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Harav Es Riveinu V'Adon Es Dineinu, who takes up our grievances and who judges our claim. V'Anokim Es Nikmaseinu V'Nifra Lanu Mitzareinu, and who avenges our vengeance and who acts vengeance from our oppressors. V'Mashalom Gemul L'Chol Oivei Nafshenu, and who brings retribution upon all the enemies of our soul. Baruch Ata Hashem Hanifra L'Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem, blessed are you Hashem, who exacts vengeance for Yisrael from all of their oppressors. Rava said that the end of the bracha is Hakel HaMoshiach, the God who brings salvation. Rav Papa said that since there's a machlokas, one should conclude with both endings and say, Hanifra Yisrael Mikol Tzareihem Hakel HaMoshiach, who exacts vengeance for Yisrael from all their oppressors, the God who brings salvation. And point number three, the Mishnah state regarding Kriyas HaTorah, B'Sheni, B'Chamishi, B'Shabbos, B'Mincha, Korin Shlosha. On Monday, Thursday, and on Shabbos and Mincha, three people are called up to the Torah. The Gemara asks what the three readers correspond to, and Rav Asi said, they correspond to Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim. Rava said they correspond to Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. The Gemara then brings a brisa that teaches that no less than 10 psukim should be read in the Beis Knesses, and asks what they correspond to. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said that there are keneged asar batlanim shel Beis Knesses. They correspond to the 10 batlanim of the shul who do not work so they can always be present in shul. Rabbi Levi said keneged aseres hadibros shenemru leMoshe miSinai. They correspond to the aseres hadibros that were said to Moshe at Har Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan said that they are keneged asar mamaros shebehen nibro olam. They correspond to the 10 utterances that the world was created with. All right, so now we go to Simur Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard simur is a car, because car pronounced by Bostonians is ka, ka. So here we go. The boy dressed up as a racing ka on Purim, sitting next to the balkor who stood for Kriyas HaTorah, but sat for Kriyas HaMegillah, honked his horn when the bracha of Haravas Rivenu was recited, and flashed his light for the three aliyas and ten psukim in Kriyas HaTorah. Once again, it's a motion. The boy dressed up as a racing ka. Ka, that must be learned off Chaf Aleph. The boy dressed up as a racing ka on Purim, sitting next to the Balkor who stood for Kriyas HaTorah, but sat for Kriyas HaMegillah, which reminds us that the Megillah may be read standing or sitting, unlike the reading of the Torah, which must be done standing. So the boy dressed up as a racing ka on Purim, sitting next to the Balkor who stood for Kriyas HaTorah, but sat for Kriyas HaMegillah, honked his horn when the bracha of Haravas Rivenu was recited, which reminds us, the Gemara goes through the brachas before and after the reading of the Megillah. Before the Megillah is Menach, which stands for Mikra Megillah Al Hanisim Eshe Hachianu. And after the reading, it's Haravas Rivenu. So, the boy dressed up as a racing ka on Purim, sitting next to the Balkor who stood for Kriyas HaTorah, but sat for Kriyas HaMegillah, honked his horn when the bracha of Haravas Rivenu was recited, and flashed his lights for the three aliyas and ten psukim in Kriyas HaTorah. Which reminds us, the Gemara gives reasons for why there are three aliyahs for Mondays, Thursdays, and at Minchan Shabbos, and why there are a minimum of 10 psukim read. So once again, the boy dressed up as a racing ka on Purim, sitting next to the Balkor who stood for Kriyas HaTorah, but sat for Kriyas HaMegillah, honked his horn when the bracha of Haravas Rivenu was recited, and flashed his lights for the three aliyahs and 10 psukim in Kriyas HaTorah. Alright, now it's time for 4 Blah Bat Chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simur Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman. That must be more in Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years, learning how to sell, which reminds us that the bottom of Daf Tez Zayin on the base, Rav is said in the name of Yitzhak Rashmo Bar Marsa, Gadol Talmud Torah Yos Mekibud Av Aim Torah, learning is greater than honoring one's father and mother. Shukol Osim Shanim She Yaakov Avinu Bebeis Eivor Lan Enosh. Since all the years that Yaakov Avinu was in the house of Eivor, he wasn't punished, even though during that time he didn't honor his parents. The Gemara goes through the calculation of Yaakov's years based on the Torah giving over Yishmael's age. So the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years learning how to sell told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards, which reminds us the opening mission of the second parak states, HaKoreis HaMegillah Mefreyo Yatza, one who reads the Megillah out of order is not Yotze. The Gemara asks for the source, and after rejecting the first answer, brings the following pasuk. And these days shall be remembered and celebrated. Iskish zikir lasia. The Megillah makes a hekesh between remembering and celebrating. Ma'asilo mafreya lo af zikir lo mafreya lo. Just as a celebration cannot be performed out of order, you can't have the 15th come before the 14th, so to the remembrance referring to the Megillah reading cannot be done out of order. So, the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years, learning how to sell, told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards, and that they better say their prayers in order if they want to have a safe drive. Which reminds the Gemara goes to the reason of the order of the brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, based on psukim, and begin with the bracha of Avos, which is based on Hobu Hashem b'nei Elim, declared to Hashem the sons of the powerful, referring to the powerful ones of the earth, who are the Avos. Daf Yud Ches. So the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. Some of the guests of the chuppah, that must be more in Daf Yud Ches. Some of the guests of the chuppah where the rabbi is going on non-stop with praising Hashem, which reminds us that after the Gemara completes explaining the order of the brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, it states that from this point onward, it's forbidden to give over the praises, the shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Belazar said, what's the meaning of the following pasuk? Mi yamaleh gvuras Hashem yashmiya kol tehilaso. For who is it fitting to speak of the mighty acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? L'mi sheyachol hashmiya kol tehilaso. One who is able to declare all of his praise, since no one can do so. One cannot add more praises to the Shemoneh Esrei. Other drushes are brought as well. So, some of the guests of the chuppah where the rabbi was going on non-stop with praising Hashem decide to head over to the Megillah reading next door, even though they didn't understand Hebrew, which reminds the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph stated, Ba'alo is Shoshama Ashuris Yatza, and a foreigner who heard the Megillah read in Ashuris, meaning Hebrew, has fulfilled his chiv, even though he does not understand Hebrew. Ravina points out that there are some words in the Megillah that we don't understand, and yet we fulfill our chiv. Ella, mitzvah kriya uparsima nisa. The mitzvah is reading and publicizing the miracles. So too here. Even when people do not understand, they fulfill their chiyuv because the mitzvah is the reading and publicizing the miracle. And Rashi explains that even though they do not understand what they're hearing, they will ask people who do understand, who will then explain the reading and tell them about the miracle. So, some of the guests of the chuppah, where the rabbi was going on nonstop with praising Hashem, decide to head over to the Megillah reading next door, even though they didn't understand Hebrew, only to discover they had come in the middle. Which reminds us, the Mishnah said, according to Megillah, l'mafrei lo yatza, one who reads the Megillah out of sequence has not fulfilled his chiyuv. If one misses a pasuk, he has to go back to that pasuk and read from there. And if he comes to shul when they're already halfway through the Megillah, he's not yotze, and he must start a kriya from the beginning. Daf Yotes. So the symbol Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The passengers on the yacht, that must be on Daf Yotes. The passengers on the yacht from the walled city who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ben Ir Shahalu Chachroch, Ben Krach Shahalu Chair, a town dweller that went to a walled city, or a walled city dweller that went to an unwalled town, if he'll return to his place, he reads Megillah on the same day as those in his regular place. But if he'll not return, he reads with them, referring to the people in the place that he's visiting. And Rava said this only applies in the case of a town dweller who will return to his town on the night of the 14th. But if he'll still be in the town in the morning, he reads with the people in the town. So the passengers on the yacht from the walled city, who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th, fulfill their chiyuv of listening to the whole Megillah read from beginning to end, which reminds us that there's a four-way machlokes regarding how much of the Megillah must be read for one to fulfill his chiyuv. Does Kol HaTokef, all the acts of power, refer to the acts of Achashverosh, Mordechai Haman, or the beginning of the Nes, when Achashverosh couldn't sleep? So, the passengers on the yacht from the walled city, who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th, fulfill their chiyuv of listening to the whole Megillah read from beginning to end in the shul with an aron in the shape of the luchos that had a Megillah painted on it. Which reminds me, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said regarding the pasuk about the luchos, Ba'alem kokoh ha'dvarim asher diber Hashem b'mechem bahar, and the writing on them was according to all the words that Hashem spoke to you on the mountain. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu all the fine interpretations of the Torah and the fine interpretations of the rabbis and what the Chachamim would innovate in the future. The Gemara asks what the Chachamim originated and answers Mikra Megillah, the reading of the Megillah. Daf Chaf, so the Simur Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The daytime mitzvah cafe, that must mean we're in Daf Chaf. The daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and bris milas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings us sources for how we know that the mitzvahs of reading the Megillah, milah, tefillah, and hazah, and the tefillah of a shomer's yom keneged yom, are done during the day. So, the daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and bris milas, opened early at Amud HaShachar for the workers holding spears, which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, V'kulon she'atzmo she'al Amud HaShachar, kasher. In all these cases, if they did the mitzvah from the first ray of dawn, it's kosher, and it brings the source, V'anachnu osim b'malach, v'chetziyam machazik m'ramachim, ma'alus HaShachar ad tzei sokochavim. Then we did the work with half of them holding spears from the first ray of dawn until the stars came out. So, the daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and bris milas, opened early at Amud HaShachar for the workers holding spears, and was always closed at night for the reaping of the Omer and burning of sacrificial fats. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists 20 mitzvahs that may be performed the entire day, and then lists 2 mitzvahs that are kosher the entire night, because here's a Omer, l'hakdir cholavim ve'evarim. And the Mishnah concludes, the hakol, this is the general rule, any mitzvah that must be done during the day may be performed any time during the day, and any mitzvah that must be done at night may be performed any time during the night. The Gemara brings a source of each of the mitzvahs to prove that they are either daytime mitzvahs or nighttime mitzvahs. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.